Yerushalmi Kilayim corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Lamed Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Vav Amid Beis, 6 lines from the foot of the page. Bame Dvar Mamoim Chule. And the Gemara says that the Mishnah taught that when must a quarter cup be reduced? When grain is mixed with grain, such as wheat with barley, beans with beans, such as beans and lentils, and beans with grain. V'tani Allah, and we have a Bais that teaches Kegoin Shloshis Kavim Ba'arbos Kavim Ha Kabayim Echad Me'esim Ba'arba. The Baita teaches that, for example, 3 or 4 kav, but if there are only 2 kav, it's 124. The Mishnah taught that in truth they said that garden seeds that are not eaten combine to be 124th in a Beisar. Rabbi Elazar said that whenever they use the phrase, in truth they said, it signifies a halacha la Moshe Mitzinai, which is an old tradition originating at Har Sinai. And the Baita taught about this, as we saw earlier, when does this apply? For example, only a kav or half a kav of garden seed is needed per besar, so if a certain species of garden seed needs 2 kav per besar, it is viewed like grain and it prohibits a sar of seed only if it was a rover. Hacha at ama kabayim rover, hacha at ama kabayim echad me'esim v'arba. In the second bice you say that if 2 kavs suffice for a besar, a rover prohibits, and in the first bice you say that if 2 kavs suffice for a besar, 1/24 prohibits. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Avuna, Rishayim Rav Huna, Chad Amar Ad Tisha Kavan, I should say, V'chona Amar Ad Shmeine. Rabbi Zeira and Rav Huna disagreed in how they quoted Rav Huna. One said that any species that's sown up until 9 Kav Beisar, which is the upper limit to be included in the category of grains and legumes for the rule of 1 rover per sar, and one said until 8 Kav. Tisha V'asar Mau Shit Starfu. The Gemara asked, if one type of seed is sown at 9 kav per besar and another is sown at 10 kav, do they combine to prohibit? Yisachami tisha ushlosha mitzdarfin tisha v'asar lekol shekein. The Gemara answers from the Braisa, two seeds, one sown at 9 kav and one at 3 kav, combine. If 9 and 3 combine, certainly 9 and 10 combine. And the Gemara rejects that. Now, Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Chanina, Tavein, Amrin, Sa choylekes b'neihon. Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Chanina, both said that a 9-kav seed and a 3-kav seed do not combine because their required quantities are so different. Any seed that's sown between 3 kav and a sar per besar combine. Any seed that's sown between a sar and 9-kav per besar do not combine. V'roi v'sar osa v'shoshis kavin, v'roi v'shoshis kavin osa v'sar, v'roi v'sar osa v'tushis kavin, v'roi v'tushis kavin osin v'sar. Therefore, a rover of seed of which a sar is sown combines and prohibits a seed of which 3 kav is sown. Similarly, a rover of a 3 kav seed combines and prohibits a sar seed. Also, a rover of a sar seed combines and prohibits a 9 kav seed, and a rover of a 9 kav seed combines and prohibits a sar seed. Shloshis avayim shel pishtan osim basar. The Mishnah taught, therefore, flax that needs 3 sar to seed an area of a besar that was mixed with grain would also follow the rule of 1/24, and this means that 3 rover of flax prohibits a sar of regular seed. Hechavida, Asa de Zohar Rova de Chitin, Zohar Telasa Rovin de Chitin. How is this so? In an area in which a rover of wheat is sown, 3 rover of flax is sown.